It's our volleyball preview show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. And we are now joined by the IKEA Manning head volleyball coach, Mikaylee Cron. Last year, kind of a tough season for the Wolves. 1-8 overall in the Western Iowa Conference, a 1-28 overall record. But they're looking to get back and get some more wins under their belt this season. Coach, it's always great to catch up with you before the season.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coach, summer vacation, as we just talked before we got going, has kind of flown by for everybody. So talk to me just a little bit about how the summer has gone for the girls and how you're all feeling about the upcoming season.
It went really well. We had a really good turnout this summer at Open Gym, so that's had a good feeling going into the season. And I took a few girls to a team camp at the beginning of August, mm-hmm. and I thought that went well, and it was good for our team chemistry and to get back to being around each other a lot.
And I know a lot of these girls for you are kind of multi-sport athletes, and some of them playing the summer ball as well. So what was attendance like here this summer?
Yeah, that sometimes can be tough. Just learning to share with everybody else, not even just the sports, but even like the band. There's kids in marching bands, so they have practice for that too. The girls stay extremely active, so we just do a lot of practices and off-season stuff early in the morning.
Obviously, last season probably wasn't the easiest season you guys had. A lot of kind of changes in the lineup and whatnot. And obviously, this year, you graduate some seniors from last season. So what are some things, whether it's been in summer workouts or whatnot, that you've been trying to improve for this upcoming season?
We've been working a lot on our ball control and just making sure we're ready so we can pass the ball to receive well. Get ready for that. We play a lot of big teams and tough teams, so we just want to have ourselves being able to pass so that we can do the first step and the bump set spike.
Talk to me just about the team this year. Are you going to be able to replace some of the seniors you lost this year with freshmen, and what's sort of the numbers looking like for the team?
We have really good numbers. We have like 38 girls out from freshmen to seniors, so that's a lot. That helps us kind of be able to configure a varsity JV A and a JV B. We have four seniors. They're all really good leaders, and so they've been really helpful this summer and off season, just helping with the attendance, you know, kind of being good leaders by being there and then kind of getting on a couple kids to make sure that they're also coming.
Yeah, talk to me just about those four seniors. Who are they, and what are some of the things you've seen from them this summer?
I have Amber Helder. She was our setter last year. And then I have Kylie Powers. She was a middle last year. And then Emmy Ring. She went in to serve last year during the games and played DS. And then Mabel Langle, and she was on varsity last year. And she was actually a middle last year, but we're kind of moving her to an outside hitter. And she's done a great job with adjusting to that and just being open. Like, it's not easy to make all those changes all at once, and you make mistakes. And so that was good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you guys are going to be looking to, you know, make a lot more strides here this season, especially with the seniors you got back, some really good, knowledgeable girls that are coming back. So far, when you look at this team as a whole, and I know you've only had a limited of practices at the time of this recording, but what would you say the strengths of this team is going to be?
I think our team chemistry is really good. Just even from the open gyms that we've had and the few practices that we've had already, I can just tell that they are getting along really well, and the seniors are doing a good job of like trying to make it fun. We're trying to incorporate some more team like building activities and morale boosters, and the senior girls have like brought in popsicles a few days just, you know, to boost everybody's mood and mm-hmm. try to keep things light.
When you look throughout sort of the playbook, some of the offense and some of the defensive things, what are some things this year that you're going to look to really kind of improve and really look to push on the girls this season?
I think if we can improve on the defensive side, especially just by like getting our blocks up there, even just getting touches on the blocks helps slowing the ball down for our back row. That will help a ton. And just being in our spots for defense, that'll help us be able to keep more balls in play and hopefully stay in a lot more games.
And obviously, you talked just a little bit about the tough competition that you guys face. I mean, you guys are in a very, very tough Western Iowa Conference. Teams up and down the line are just tough throughout. So talk to me just about what this team is going to have to do when going up against those WIC opponents.
like I said, just trying to slow down their offense as much as we can, getting blocks up, especially because a lot of them run quick offenses. Mm-hmm. So that'll be very important for us to do that and serve tough to try to keep them out of system. And just show up every night with a lot of enthusiasm and intensity just to help us as much as we can, keep as much momentum on our side of the court that we can will help us.
And I'm not too sure if you've had time to really look at some of the teams, but just from your memory from last season, how strong is the WIC looking like this season with some of the teams kind of revamping and rebuilding?
I think they should be really strong again. I know Missouri Valley returns a ton of girls, and they were really good last year. Trainer's always really tough. Underwood is also always tough. And, I mean, even Loma and those guys are tough. And Audubon is always a good game for us. We're really close. So I'm just really excited about meeting them again and Avoca and those guys.
Let's talk about the first game of the season. It's coming up here very, very quickly. What is the team you're going up against, and what are some things you're going to look to see from your girls and that team you're going up against?
I believe the first game of the season we have a triangular with ESAC and Coon Rapids Baird. And so that'll be good for us just to see a couple of different teams in one night and just a couple of different levels of play. And I think it'll be important for us just to, especially with playing more than one match that night, mm-hmm. to turn around, you know, after you play the first one and keep that momentum going and keep that enthusiasm on our side.
And just before we let you go, Coach, we've talked about the team building. We've talked about these seniors being really great leaders early on in the season. What are some other aspects of this team that IKEA Manning fans can really get excited for?
I just think they are ready to try new things. They're not afraid to get out there and kind of put themselves out there trying to run a little bit quicker of an offense, mm-hmm. doing some, like, defensively things different. So they're open to new ideas, so I'm excited about that for them.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, it's been great catching up with you once again. We wish you good luck against that triangular coming up here very soon, and, of course, we'll talk to you all throughout the season.
Thank you.